Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. And I guess you can hear in my voice, I'm a little bit under the weather. So as they say, the show must go on. Today you're gonna have me today, so it's gonna be more for the agents and brokers out there. This is almost like a training call, except great for buyers and sellers as well. Lots of people. Mainly today we're gonna go over mortgages and what you're doing with your mortgage. Are you saving money? Are you having it make money for you in the long run, etc. So you can call in at 347-945-5428. And we do have some questions that were sent in before that we'll go over before the end of the show. And so I guess that usually we don't usually talk about the time of the year because, you know, a lot of our shows end up being replays and training tapes, et cetera, so people listen to them at different times. But I just wanted to discuss a little bit about, since we're actually almost at the end of March 2016, spring is in the air in many places. Of course, if you're in Hawaii, Florida, and some of the other states or in other parts of the world, you already have spring and summer. But we're seeing the changes. We just had spring start the other day. And I just what's going on has been so much. I want to say our prayers for what happened yesterday in Belgium and put our prayers out to everybody. It's just horrible tragedy that doesn't seem to be stopping. This terrorism, the hate crimes, and just so much going on around the world. And we certainly need a lot more love and peace in our world. It's so our prayers go out to everybody. If you're going through a hard time, if in your life, that I hope our prayers can lift you up and prayers do work. Hopefully, I guess with, you know, social networking, it's just incredible how we can just do what we're doing now and touch the lives of many, many people. It has a good place and a bad place, as we're seeing, and we're seeing it play out. And I think it really all does start with us and standing our ground. And nowadays, we have to listen so much, and we really need to put our input in. The elections getting ready, well, what's going on in the debates to me has been quite different than what I grew up with. For those of you that are older, and it's just a lot going on that we never used to see that. We used to see things would go on maybe behind closed doors, but we didn't see all the mudslinging and bashing. And, you know, it's worrisome that we have adults acting this way, because I think as adults and leaders, we're supposed to set examples for the younger generations. So we're definitely, the world's in a state of influx, and I have faith that it will get better and it will play itself out. But I just wanted to mention that at the beginning today, since what happened yesterday in Belgium is so horrible, and it brings it home to all of us that we can make a difference, and we need to have faith. And listen, be eyes and ears, and listen for anything that could be happening that we need to report. And also to try to put a little bit more peace and love out there. And kind of get rid of this discrimination, because it seems like it's getting worse and worse in some places, and it all starts with each of us individually. Just wanted to put my two cents out there. As I said, we normally don't say when, what time, when we're doing the show, et cetera, just because we use the, you know, repeats and for training. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get back and discuss how you can save some money with your mortgages when you're making your payments.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like ready, fire, aim. And you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We're back, Realty Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullenix and John Maxwell, who's a very, very well-known and done beautifully. He's a phenomenal leader in the world. If you haven't heard of him, you may want to Google John Maxwell and get into reading some of his books, taking some of his programs. He's phenomenal. And pretty much everything's also Christian-based. When he's saying ready, fire, aim, you know, when I first, you're listening to that, it's like we need to take action. We always want to take action. So the big deal is never, never, never quit is what I want to say, because unless it's absolutely, definitely not your path, but if it is, just don't give up and don't quit. Things always have a way of working themselves out. And when he was discussing, yes, we need to be prepared, sometimes we overthink and we overprepare, and then we think everything has to be excellent before we put it out there, and then we never deliver it because we're too much of a perfectionist, and then it never happens, and we wish we could have, should have done it, whatever. So, yes, I believe ready, fire, and aim. I guess that sounded like a pun, actually, from what I just said before the call, so I didn't expect it to be, didn't mean it to sound like a pun, but we definitely have control of what we do in our own lives and how we move forward and what we do and we don't do. And trials and tribulations and daily things always come up, and they're always, I mean, that's where they talk about having a mentor, having schedules, planning, or, you know, here it is in the spring, and I bet you 80% of the people listening to this have already stopped some of their goals, their New Year's resolutions. And it doesn't matter. You can pick it back up. You can pick it back up today. You can wait till next week. You know, you can do it whenever you're ready. It's just a matter of planning and writing it down and doing some of it. So what we're talking about today, for example, if you have a mortgage, if you are a homeowner or a property owner, I bet, okay, do you all make your regular monthly payments on time? I bet the answer to that is yes. Many of the lenders, of course, give you a grace period, usually up to like 16th day. So it does make sense even to utilize that if it's not going to affect the payment of when your payment's made and you're not going to have a late fee or hurt your credit. But you make monthly payments, but I wonder, are you actually paying anything extra on your loan, reducing your mortgage due? So if you are, you get an A, because 80% of the people out there, including I've done it many years and not done it either or two, do not. So 80% of us do not, which means if you have a 15, 20, 30-year mortgage, you could pull out your, you can call the lender, you can pull out your paperwork and find out how much that's going to cost you. Is that $300,000 mortgage going to cost you almost $600,000 when you're finished? You want to look and see what that's going to cost you. There's ways to make payments that you could actually even save up to 50% on your loan. And is it worth it? I betcha. You betcha. It's definitely worth it. Absolutely worth it. So these are things that can get away from you, just like our goals and things we write down. Oh, I forgot, and I meant to do that. And you can actually set it up if you make automatic payments, and you can actually set it up with your lender or online to pay a little bit towards the principal. And you might say, well, I don't have any extra to pay towards my principal. I'm strapped right now. I'm at the end of my bills. When the month end of the month comes, my money's gone, and then the new month starts over. Well, even if you can make $50 extra a month, $100, whatever you can make, something is better than nothing. And that's where we want to, you know, think about that and make that work. The more you can pay, the better, if you can pay an extra payment a year. But it's easier to pay in your payments, especially you can do bi-monthly payments and even cut it down even further. So we'll get into a lot of that. But I wanted to first get into the mindset of we just need to do it and start doing it and stop kicking ourselves for what we didn't do before, because today's a new day. And after you start doing it, you won't notice that money that you're missing, that $50, $100, $200, it could be $400 a month, whatever you're able to put on there is going to make a big difference. So for paying an ex pay, you can save, there's different ways. Okay, so say you actually just pay a little bit more every month. You can do that. You can make an extra payment a year. Or you can pay biweekly. You know, if you do it, if you've paid, 26 extra half payments, you can make it half payments biweekly if you want, that adds up to 13 extra payments. Because we have 26 weeks instead of 24 if you actually have those extra weeks in there, it just works out. And you can actually kind of figure it out. There's actually different mortgage calculators that you can go online and look at to see how much you'll really reduce your mortgage, which Bankrate has some additional payment calculators that you can go online. There's Bankrate.com. There's many sites, but you can actually see how much you'll save and type in your actual mortgage, you know, the years and the principal, the interest rate, and it'll calculate for you how much you'll actually save. For example, say it's a $200,000, you have a $200,000 mortgage and a 30-year loan with your interest rate is approximately 5%. After you've made your payments, your interest would be around $187,000 that you paid in addition to your $200,000. So you've really paid $387,000 for the house. But that's over a 30-year loan, 30-year term, and you want to keep in mind that here in the United States, and we have callers that are also out of the country, so I'm just going to dig into how the mortgage system works here in the U.S. Forgive me if I'm not privy to different systems. I know there's some countries that don't have any mortgage deductions, a lot of countries, but there's other different ways that the loan works as well. But so, for example, a $200,000 loan, 30 years, 5%, say you're going to pay an extra $187,000 in payments, but you're going to get your interest write-off here in the United States, so it's still worth you having a home, because so if you're bringing home, you know, $50,000 and you have to pay $15,000 in taxes, but you paid $12,000 in mortgages, you're going to write off that $12,000 of the $15,000 against your taxes, which, of course, most people are probably going to be aware of it already. You've been doing this before, but if not, check with your accountant. So when you're thinking, oh, my gosh, my payments it's costing me an extra $187,000 to own this house, I'll just rent, forget it, why am I doing this? Well, keep in mind that you're getting the tax write-off, and you're also building equity. So it is a good investment, and you need a place to live. So if you're renting, and you're not, there's times where it's good to rent too, depending if you're traveling or whatever, but we're not going to get into there's always an exception to every rule. So, but keep in mind, there's a lot of pluses there before you think, oh my gosh, I'm paying all that extra interest. So if you make an extra payment a year, you'll cut down your loan by 26 years. You'll cut 4 years off the loan just by one payment a year. That's a savings of about $33,000. And so this is just one example. You can plug in if your mortgage is $300,000, $500,000, you know, $100,000, and figure out what it's going to be. So you're actually, you're going to add to your equity when you're paying it down, and then hopefully you're adding to your equity just in the purchase and improvements in the market. But It doesn't hurt to go ahead and get an equity loan, depending on what your credit scores are and what you, for emergencies to have that. We did have some time, it was right after 2008, but somewhere even a little bit before that, where a lot of the lenders were cutting down the home equity loans. And without people having much notice, they just get a letter and said, hey, your home equity line's been cut down. So if you're getting a home equity loan, you want to know what you're using that for and protect yourself. I want to add this this into what I'm talking about now, because I'm going to switch over to some of the offers that are made out there that people talk about the loan reducers, sign up for our program, and we're going to teach you how to, lower your payments or cut down all your debt, et cetera. Those can be very good, but you don't necessarily have to pay the money. I've seen them run, $3,000, $4,500, $6,000. That's an awful lot of money to pay if you can do it yourself. Now, there's always a caveat to everything, because if somebody's never going to do it and they're going to save $100,000 because they do it, then it may be worth the $3,000 to $4,500, $6,000 you spend. But you just don't have to spend it. But I wanted to mention one of the companies, I'm not going to say names, but years back was talking to people about taking the equity line in your house and then paying all your monthly bills with that equity line, because you'd have the write-offs, and then you're using your cash flow that way and you're paying things down. Where people ran into trouble with that type of situation was when the lenders did say, we're going to cut down the line. So all of a sudden, people paid down their equity line so that they could use the use it for cash every month, and all of a sudden didn't have it. So you have to be careful whenever you're planning anything, what you want to do. I just wanted to mention that on this. There's just different ways to do this, but it's very simple to go and set it up to actually pay on your principal. Now, when you set this up, you want to actually pay only towards your principal. It's not going to count if you have, say you have a payment of $1,500 and you send in $500 to your lender and you don't tell them to put it towards your principal, either by way of their automatic online or by the coupon, or you want to check with your lender to find out how you pay extra towards your principal, because they don't have to tell you, this payment may still go towards interest. I'm not sure of any law that requires them to totally put it towards your principal. I don't want to say 100% there isn't, because there's been so many new laws that have come up over the years. But you need to tell them and let them know that you're paying this towards your principal. And again, a lot of the online payment schedulers with lenders have a place that says principal interest, so you can just tag it that you're paying towards the principal. But you just want to make sure that that's specific. Your payment, though, so you can say it's worth doing this, and it's worth starting by next month if you can do it, even if it's $50. So really important. When people buy these accelerated plans, you want to make sure, with some of the plans, they're actually collecting the money and making the payments for you, and, you'd want to make sure that they aren't missing it. So I just think there's a lot of maintenance fees and setup fees that you may not have to pay for if you just do it yourself. A lot of those companies aren't going to pay the interest on the money that you're putting there. So it's also good to protect yourself and do it yourself. Really good also to look up U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and see. Stay privy to whatever new things are coming up. When it comes to these programs, there's so many out there. I don't want to say the names and have anybody be upset with me, but it's just mortgage reduction companies. And the Consumer Protection Bureau, what they brought a case against one company, accusing them of misleading consumers about the potential savings. They were charging a setup fee of $9.95 plus admin fees of $101. They noted that someone signed up for the 30-year mortgage plan, and they would have had to stay in Well, that's not, they would have had to stay in the plan for 9 years to recoup their fees. And it, there's one that says if you pay an additional $300 fee and then $10 a month, you'll spend $420 in the first year and $2,700 over 20 years. If you don't make all the payments on time, you'll have late fees. That's definitely not the kind of help that you need. But I'm not saying that some of the companies aren't good if it means it's going to discipline you. But again, you can do it yourself. Also, you may want to consider taking a 15-year loan, 20-year. You don't necessarily have to take a 30-year loan. But that is also the 15-year loan. It's going to be a larger payment, and maybe with the debt ratios and your income, that may be pushing you too hard to do that, and a 30-year loan may be more comfortable. So you just want to look at everything and calculate this. But who wouldn't want to save that extra money and put it towards your retirement and calculate it that way so that you can actually have the extra money. Now, keep in mind also your payment does consist of your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So that's why you're only wanting to pay on your principal. Your taxes and insurance is going to stay the same. Your actually monthly payment is going to stay the same unless you refinance your loan. So that payment isn't going to change unless you have an adjustable rate mortgage, or also there's loans where you may be paying interest only, and that's not going to, so you have to talk to the lender to see how they calculate it. On an ARM, in the next cycle, it should be when you pay the extra, then the amount that's due should be changed. But it just depends on the cycles and when they're doing them. Some of these could be annually, some of them could be monthly. So it's important to figure that out. So some people ask, should I just go ahead and refinance my loan? Say I went ahead and did a 30-year loan, should I just refinance it and try to get a 15-year? Or, I started out at 6% interest rate and now my payment's 3%. I mean, the rates are 3.5%. Should I refinance? Talk to your lender. These lenders are very well advised and many, many states have passed laws that you have to have the mortgage lenders, the brokers have to have licenses, and then the lenders, the loan officers also now have to be licensed in most of the 50 states in the U.S. So I don't want to give the actual specific advice on it. I'm giving you general advice, and you want to talk to your lender. But historically, when you look at if it's a 6% interest rate and you could get a 3.5%, you want to find out what the closing costs are going to be and how much is it going to cost you more and how much do you owe on your loan. For example, if you only owe 8 or 10 years left on a mortgage and you had a 30-year mortgage, even if your rate's 6%, it may not make sense to refinance to 3.5%. Because the first 5 to 6, 7 years of your mortgage is going to be just almost all interest. And if you only have 8 to 10 years left on your loan, you're really massively paying down towards your principal now if you started out with a 30-year loan. And in that case, it may not make sense at all to refinance. It may make sense to take the extra money and keep throwing it at your principal. And that's something that the lender can let you know. Plus, you have extra closing costs in there as well. That you'd have to pay. So there's, it's nice to have the flexibility sometimes to take the longer time period and then pay it off earlier, but you just have to have the discipline. And that's the key is to discipline yourself. Rates have gone down quite a bit. Even, when I first got in the industry, it was 1985, and the rates had come out of being in the teens and started going down to 10.5, 9.5, we have been so blessed with when it went down to 6, I couldn't believe it, and now getting going down to 3.5 and as low as 2, it's just incredible to me. It's just so phenomenal. But it's a very general topic today, but an important topic because we're in the real estate business, and a lot of people have houses. And or people that do have houses, and I bet you, if you start asking your friends, relatives, do you pay on your extra principal every month on your mortgage? I bet you, 80% of them are going to tell you, no, I just make my regular payment, because we are creatures of habit. We get used to just doing what we're used to and continuing it. So it's definitely worth doing. We're going to take a quick break and come back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of a class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We are back to Realty Universal Radio. This is Natalie Mullinex, and we're just discussing, I bet you if you own a property or have a house and make mortgage payments, I bet you don't make extra payments on your principal every month. And if you do, you get an A+. Because 80% of us don't. And so we're just discussing, you know, a lot of money that you will save if you do that. And just a simple thing, simple change you can make that's really going to pay off in years to come. And so just a recap, we were talking about, of course, paying on your principal, 30-year mortgage, for example, 30-year mortgage versus when a $300,000 mortgage, you could actually save $150,000 up to if you pay it off early, depending on what your interest rates are. It's amazing how much that paying towards principal makes a big difference in your payment. If you have, this is fixed rates mortgages. If you have a conventional, if you have an ARM, an adjustable rate mortgage, you can still pay down on the principal, and then when it recalculates, you're going to be paying less. You know, that principal that you're paying on, the interest is going to be less because the principal is going to be less that you owe. So you're saving money there as well. So, for example, if it's like a $100,000 loan, I should say, for 30 years at 6%, and your payment's like $599, $600, okay, if you make an extra payment, let's see, you could do extra payments every, if you do extra payments every second month and third month, and you keep going, you can keep paying that loan off, and then it'll be recalculated. But they won't change your monthly payment until the next rate adjustment. So then, but you want to check with your lender because they have different, it's going to be determined by what's in your note on when they have to do it. So if you have a one-year ARM, you may not be able to do it again. They may not change that, the way they apply it, until the next year. So it's just really important to check. So like if you have a five-year ARM, you know, so what I'm basically saying right now is your payment, your actual payment every month isn't going to change with an ARM until they calculate the next payment. On a fixed-rate loan, your payment's never going to change unless you refinance it. So on the ARM, you want to check with them. If it's a five-year ARM, the payment may not change again until, you know, the 61st month, right after 5 years. But it's definitely important to check because the lenders may not have their system set up to where they realize, like, say you're paying extra principal on the money and your payment should change with your ARM. They may not have their system set up to automatically calculate it to make the change. So definitely stay on it and get in touch with them. So you know right away what you have and then when it should change and make sure you're on it to get them to change it. The other thing that's really good, important to think about too, is if you didn't put 20% down on your loan, then you pretty much, and you'd have mortgage insurance. There's a rule now by 22% to go, they have to take it off automatically. But if you, for example, even if you put 5% down, you still may have gotten, there's private mortgage insurance is going to be in your loan. So the quicker you pay that principal down, remember, you know, to go ahead and contact the lender. You may have to pay for an appraisal if it's if the market's gone up and you've got 20% equity, but between you paying the extra payments and the market, you can do that a lot quicker if you're paying towards the principal. So just different things to look at and keep in mind when you're making these extra payments. If it's an interest only, they may not have it. They may not have it calculated at all to do it that way. You know, so you definitely want to get in touch with the lender. And so we're pretty much covering just the basics, and that's what we try to do too. A lot of when we're doing the trainings or doing on the show, we just want to give you information, food for thought, and then you want to get out there and do your homework. You want to check with all the experts to make sure that you're doing it right, and just get started. It's definitely, looking at, you could save, if you did a 15-year loan, and it ran, let me see, you did a 15-year loan at 4% on a $200,000 mortgage, you pay about $67,000 over the life of the loan. I'm just looking at calculations here. And, that's actually a savings of over $120,000 versus paying on a 30-year loan. That's a lot of money. And so if you make the double up on these payments, or actually make those extra payments, you can do it. You can do a lot and cut down a lot. So even if you have a $1,200 a month payment and you pay $100 a month, that's an extra payment a year. And yes, it does help to go to make extra payments monthly as well, if you can do it. So if you can swing it, shortening the mortgage definitely can be huge savings. And then one day you own it free and clear. You can do it. It doesn't have to just be the property you live in. You can do it on investment properties, or, you know, whatever properties you have. And always good to discuss your planning with your tax accountant. You know, when you're on a side note, you can do this with credit cards. You can do it with any type of debt you have. And you want to, with the credit cards, they always say take the look at the highest interest and see how it's calculated. If it's calculated with simple daily compound interest, and pay on the ones that are the highest. And so you have to kind of sit down and figure all that out as well, so that you're cutting down the money. Because, you know, the lenders love us to borrow money, and the banks love us to let them make money on our money. And why should we do that? So I'm going to take one more quick break, and then we'll come back with a couple questions that were emailed in. Back to Realty Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullinex. We're discussing mortgage payments. Do you actually pay, if you have a mortgage, have a house, have properties, investment properties, do you actually pay extra on your mortgage, or do you just pay the regular monthly payment on the loan? We bet you that you just pay the regular monthly payment. They say 80% of us do not pay extra on the principal on the loan, and you could save almost 50% over the life of the loan. Is it worth it? Absolutely, absolutely. So we've covered a lot today in a short time, and we want to make sure that you do check with your lenders, your advisors, your accountants. You know, we are not giving legal advice here on the show. We're always giving you food for thought. But I wanted to, Deborah, we had a question come in from Ben in Florida. Hi, Ben. And the question is, I have a commercial building that we've owned for over 20 years, still have a mortgage, and want to find out if any prepayment penalties can hurt me if I'm paying this principal down early. Well, that's a great question. As far as individual state laws, you'd want to check with your state law to see. Commercial loans are different than residential loans, and from what I've seen in the past, a lot of commercial loans do have prepayment penalties. Many residential loans do not, but you have to double check because that's state to state. Years ago they had them. I think now most are phased out, but you want to definitely check. Contact your lender to find out about that. The prepayment penalties typically are paying the loan off early in full, typically, on a commercial. Residential, again, most of them aren't going to have it, but that's an excellent question. So you want to check with your lender to see what the cost is if you do pay it off early. I'm not sure if I wouldn't think you're penalized until you do the full payoff versus ongoing, but that's not a question I really couldn't answer without. You want to definitely double check and find out about that. But that's an excellent question. Always definitely to everybody listening to check and see what most residential loans are not going to allow the prepayment penalty, but I don't know how long your loan is. I don't know which state anybody else is in too. So I'm just doing this. I don't usually do this. We had a question from last week. We were talking about retiring in warm places, trying to choose warm places, where to retire, et cetera. And a question came in from Beverly. Hi, Beverly, if you're listening or listening later. We'll also email back your answer as well. Beverly in Arizona. She's asking if her pension and retirement plans will be taxed. Okay, again, I cannot give legal advice. You know, I'm a real estate broker, and I have to always refer you to your tax accountant. You can talk to your accountant, your financial advisor, and you can also check with your state and the state and the federal laws. But your state they're going to know what the state rules are. It's a great question because there's a lot of states that actually exempt a portion of people's pension from taxation. A lot of times pension and public is treated differently, but some exclude all of it, and some states make you pay on all of your retirement money, fully taxing pensions and other retirement monies that you make. So this is a great question. But I can't give you that type of advice, but that's something for somebody to check out. Last week we were going over how many times people are planning to move somewhere, say they're going to move somewhere warm because they think the tax benefits are great plus the weather, and then they find out the tax benefits may not be as great as they think when you get down to the nitty-gritty. Because remember, everything has to be paid for. When we have a budget, we still have to be able to pay for things, right? Your lower cost index is going to help you, lower cost of food, your goods, anything you're doing, housing is going to help you, but you want to look at the whole across the board to see how this plays into what you're doing. So excellent question. And that's one thing we all need to just ask many questions and seek great advice and make sure you do a lot of research, which is luckily we can really research quite a lot these days. And to everybody out there, we've got just a couple minutes left. And recapping, should you pay down your mortgage? Yep, you bet you should. And always pay extra on your principal. Don't pay on, you want to make sure that you're letting the lender know when you make your payment, I want this applied towards my principal. Because if you don't, they could end up applying it towards your interest as well, and then you're defeating the purpose. So pay extra towards your principal. Beware of a lot of scams out there. You don't necessarily have to pay other people to get you to pay extra on your principal. It's not necessary. You can kind of learn the ropes that way and do it yourself. Check on if you should refinance or not refinance. These are the great questions that you can talk to a lender about and see which way it makes sense to do. But paying towards your principal. Just remember, the banks, the lenders, everybody makes money on the money they're lending you. How do they make it? By the interest, right? And it does add up. So to everybody out there, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.